Welcome, Alex here with a new mini-series, I See Your Trade Extra. In these bite-sized sessions, I'll be digging even deeper into the data and hopefully getting down to the core of what is really happening across a wide range of topics, starting with China. After stockpiling US treasuries for the better part of a decade, China is now dumping them like a hot potato. So should we be scared of a US bond sell-off by Beijing? Well, what we're going to do is dig deep into the data and get down to the core of what's really happening and why. I See Your Trade is brought to you by IC Markets, a leading high-performance trading provider. Trade up to IC Markets. Okay, what we're going to do is look at a series of four charts to help shed some light on what exactly is going on here. If you're listening to audio at home, don't worry, I'll talk you through the data, or take a moment now to switch on the video screen. This first chart shows that China is offloading US treasuries at a pretty rapid clip. The first interesting point to make is this. While the trend has been making headlines recently, China has actually been a net seller of treasuries for quite some time, starting from around the end of 2015. What you can also see is that since the beginning of this year, this trickle of treasuries has turned into somewhat of a stream, with selling having really ramped up. And if you really zoom in, you can see that China's treasury holdings are sitting at a 14-year low. The timing of this all fits neatly into the theory that geopolitics are the main driver. China's selling really started around the same time we saw trade and geopolitical tensions with the US really start to hit the skids. And the pickup in pace coincides with the Russia-Ukraine war and the long arm of US sanctions, and of course the ramping up of trade frictions in the area of chips and technology. If you're China and you're worried about US dollar hegemony and its potential to be weaponized, why not reduce exposure to the assets and the currency of your main geopolitical rival? Another common theory is that perhaps it's all a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. China sells treasuries, and then the rest of the world jumps on the bandwagon. This second chart here shows what the yield on the US 10-year treasuries is, which of course, that moves inversely with their price. It recently spiked to around 5%, and that was the highest since 2007. I mean, really, this chart is the thing that caused policymakers, not only in the US, but across the world, a whole range of anxiety, sleepless nights, and cold sweats. Remember that the US 10-year yield is one of the main benchmarks for borrowing across the world. So a rising 10-year yield tends to have knock-on effects for almost everything. Higher mortgage costs, more expensive investment, more difficulty for governments abroad to finance themselves. So what you're seeing in this chart is essentially a really sharp tightening of financial conditions. In fact, some economists have done the maths and estimated that the latest ramp up in long-dated bond yields is equivalent to about 50 basis points of further policy rate hikes from the Fed. And if you want any more evidence that the world is completely upside down, it's here in this next chart. Pretty much everyone thought that China would never ever dump US treasuries, precisely because it would send the yuan sky high, which would hurt Chinese exports and crash China's economy. But this sell-off appears to be coinciding with exactly the opposite. As you can see from this chart, even as China has sold treasuries, the yuan has been one of the weakest major Asian currencies against the dollar this year, having fallen to its lowest since 2007. Certainly, the tumbling yuan could be one of the reasons why China is choosing to sell US assets. It needs the cash. A proportion of those proceeds from selling an increasingly large slice of its massive treasury book could have gone to fund interventions to support the currency. Policymakers in China have obviously been concerned about the pace of depreciation and have likely looked to slow things down a bit. So what does this all mean? And what is actually happening? Well, the truth is probably a lot less dramatic than the media headlines would have you believe. It really comes down to the nitty-gritty of the data. And one of the most prominent experts on this topic is Brad Setzer of the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, he paints a different picture than those unadjusted headline numbers might at first suggest. This fourth chart here shows Brad's estimate of Chinese holdings of all US assets, including those held at custodians such as Euroclear. You can see that actually China's holdings of US assets have been pretty stable. So perhaps this is a bit of a game of smoke and mirrors. China has been shuffling its holdings of US treasuries to offshore custodians. Again, the timing is quite important here. China has been doing this since about 2007. I don't think you can call it hiding money, but it's made the true picture a lot more opaque. So what do we make of all this? Well, for all the talk of decoupling, China still wants US assets. So yes, while you do need to look a little bit closer at the data, at least for now, global demand for US dollar assets remains alive and well. Thanks for tuning in to I See Your Trade Extra. I See Your Trade is brought to you by IC Markets, a leading high-performance trading provider. Trade up to IC Markets. Thanks again, and I look forward to seeing you next time.